when hearing, just hearing, when seeing, just seeing, when cognizing, just cognizing, not adding on therefore, thereby, therein. That's the Buddha's instruction. That's the Buddha's instruction for practice to Bahiya, which leads to awakening, which leads to an end to suffering and doing what causes suffering and harming for us, for others, for all beings. These are very simple instructions. Not difficult, and yet very difficult. Not so different from what Hakuin Zenji says in his Song of Zazen, beings are primarily all Buddha. All beings, all sentient beings, from the beginning are Buddha. From the beginning, our life is the life of Buddha. But not knowing how near the truth is, we look elsewhere. We go wandering into the therefore, thereby, therein. All the ways where we endlessly, really not endlessly, where we right now cover up and miss this very experiencing that we are from the beginning. So what's the encouragement? What's the encouragement from Hakuin? Different ways to express it. Bear witness to stealth nature, or sometimes translated, turn inward and manifest the true nature that you are. Testify, so to speak. Testify in your our life. Testify to what? To this self nature of no nature. Self nature of no nature means we can manifest according to circumstances right here, right now, or this form of no form. This form of no form is not blinded by what we add on about it, not blinded by the thoughts of the thought and the feelings of what we say about it. That doesn't mean these don't arise, but it's what we do. Then, wherever we go, right there is the life of the Buddha, our life. Now, we're never astray. We're never somewhere where we are stuck. Some people translate it, the path of non-duality and non-trinity is right here, or the oneness of cause and effect right this moment. Because, as Hakuin says, your form is the form of no form. Going and returning, no place else. Which is why we practice when we sit zazen, but we practice when we're not practicing, but simply living our life. We don't need this word called practice. And yet it's wonderful to remind us and support us. To support us in, as Hakuin says, singing and dancing the voice of the Dharma. Singing and dancing the voice of the Dharma. Because right here is the freedom, the boundlessness of what we could call wisdom, what we could call samadhi, what we can say, nothing missing, nothing lacking, except when we believe that there's something lacking, that there's a problem. That's our whole practice is we have a Zendo that's the whole universe. We have a Zendo that is always nurturing us and reminding us, giving us a wind from one direction or another, and we just be the bell that responds to that wind. We just be the cloud that appears right now. This is the vast sky of boundless samadhi, and we can be free in this. We can not only be free, we are free. You don't have to do anything to be this. Because you, I, all are never astray. See, then thoughts, feelings that arise are simply the thought of no thought, the feeling of no feeling, meaning not no in the sense that you push it away, but no in the sense that the therein, thereby, therefore that the Buddha talks about, which cause suffering and harming, are not so. Not so, as long as we are willing to be primarily the Buddha life that we are, primarily the wisdom of the universe that is right now. And it's up to each of us to create and use the opportunities to notice when we go astray. And that's where, as Hakuin says, it's the opportunity of turning about, or turning inward, or turning whatever way you want to use the word turn. Of course, turning isn't going anywhere else. It's simply witnessing, if we want to use that word, testifying, we use that word, but it's not testifying to something that's here about there. It's testifying as our life. Our life testifies our life. Our life manifests our life. Our white life witnesses our life. And our life isn't just mine inside here, but it's mine in all directions. And therefore, the only thing to do is to notice when we, so to speak, go astray into our therein, thereby, therefore. And you add on, please, notice which phrase is useful for you to notice, as we say, caught in dream, caught in self-centered. Not, no problem with self-centeredness, even if we use that word. We don't have to use that, caught in thoughts, caught in dreams, because we build on them and the words blind us to the fact that they're no words. They are the words of no words, the self of no self. Then, as Hakuin says, then we go beyond clever words. Go beyond self-assertion or ego or different ways to translate it. So that's being this gate of no gate, this non-duality life that from the beginning you are. Therefore, you can take care of everything that shows up, because everything that shows up is nothing but the form of no form. So they don't have to be anyplace else, because this is exactly where our practice and our life is. Even when we don't believe it. That's why I encourage some of you, thanks for everything, no complaints. Then you can be the singing, dancing voice of the Dharma, the boundless and free sky. So whichever direction, this way, that way, that way, wherever something arises, allow that to be the wind that rings your bell, so to speak, so that you can be the voice of the universe. And it's up to us to manifest that, and up to us to notice where we're caught up in, to use a word that someone translates, hakuin, we're caught up in sophistry. We're very good at being sophists. That means creating all sorts of stories and arguments that we're believing. So notice that skill and then use it to, in a sense, free ourselves from that. Free ourselves from the story about that therein, therefore, thereby, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. See, not knowing how near the truth is, not knowing how intimate the truth always is, how intimate this no-nature Buddha that we are, then we can be every nature that appears without being caught up. We can be every form. We can come and go wherever, and we're never astray. So I hope you all, and we all, are able to remind ourselves when that's needed. And otherwise, we just manifest the singing, dancing of the Dharma, the singing, dancing of samadhi, the boundless samadhi that our life is. Thank you.